what's your business?
We're in the business of winning.
Cameron Yo football is on the air.
It's wide open. He makes the catch on the run. A strike from Capriva, and Sims coasts in for the touchdown. Fumble on the play, a scramble for it, and the Yeomen have recovered. Trips coming wide to the left, and that's where Allison rolls to, looking. And this one is picked off. Justin Pratt inside the 10, the 5, and out of bounds at the 2-yard line, 1-yard line. Justin Pratt puts the Yeomen in business.
Capriva hands off to Smith. Smith going right. He's got some room. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5. He scores. Touchdown, Yeomen.
Live on the ranch. Fighting Yo Football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, by Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Mallaire's Discount Center, Buchholz State Bank in Cameron, Buchholz and Rogers, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Lone Star Ag Credit, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, Citizens National Bank, Marek Burns Libwell Funeral Home, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, and by McElrath Motors. Now, it's football time.
Well, it is a cool, crisp night here in Florence, Texas. We are at the base of the Texas Hill Country, and about a 64-degree kickoff tonight as the Cameron Yeomen visit the Florence Buffaloes here at Stampede Stadium in a game that really means everything to the Yeomen, and pretty much you might see, well, there's no telling what you might see from the Buffaloes, as they really have nothing to lose coming into this one tonight. Ed Colley along with Joe Smitherman. This is Cameron Yeomen football on the ranch. Good to have you listening in on an abbreviated pregame show because of the length of our countdown to kickoff this evening. But, Coach, this is an exciting time of the year. You know, two games left in the regular season. Playoff implications abound everywhere.
Absolutely, and I'm real curious to find out about a couple of teams that are playing tonight as well as Cameron and Florence. But the main thing that Cameron Yeomen have to do is come in here and take care of business, because Rockdale Tigers stumbled last week against Academy. Academy came ready to play. Rockdale did not, and you saw the results. And so I'm sure Coach Rhodes has had a big talk with these guys, telling them that this is a must win, and the one next week could possibly be another must win.
Well, one thing Coach said this morning was that, you know, these football games on Friday nights are won Monday through Wednesday in your preparation for the game. And he said we had a really good week of preparation, so that's good. The Yeomen were focused this week. And all things point to a Yo victory here tonight, but, you know, that's why they play the games. Academy upset Rockdale, as you mentioned last week, something that nobody saw coming, including the Rockdale Tigers.
Absolutely.
And so that's why they play the games. The Cameron Yeomen making their way onto the field tonight. By the way, we want to welcome you aboard if you are listening by way of radio or by way of Internet. Welcome to Cameron Yeomen football. Our live Internet broadcast on KMIL.com. Streaming services are provided by VBM, Internet Services of Temple, Waco, and Killeen. Call 254-778-8028 for VBM, your gateway to the information highway. The Purple Buffaloes, dressed out in purple on black with white numbers and purple helmets on the field. The Cameron Yeomen in their visiting uniforms, they almost glow psychedelic white as they are white on white with maroon numbers and white helmets. About to make their way onto the field. We'll have tonight's coin toss live from midfield. And the starting lineups for you for whichever team defense or offense takes the field first for the Yeomen. And we'll have our opening kickoff. That's all still to come, along with the national anthem. We're in the pregame show as we count down to kickoff here at Stampede Stadium. The Cameron Yeomen and the Florence Buffaloes. We're back in 30 seconds.
A few years back, our sons could play all sports, but our daughters couldn't. Young women were denied an equal chance to compete for college scholarships. A dedicated lawyer named Diane Henson changed that. Because of her famous Title IX cases, thousands of girls won the right to play sports and win scholarships. As a former judge herself, Diane Henson knows the law. Diane Henson for Chief Justice, 3rd Court of Appeals. She stood up for our daughters. She'll stand up for us.
Paid for by the Diane Henson campaign.
Welcome back to Stampede Stadium in Florence, Texas, where the Cameron Yeoman and the Florence Buffaloes will get it on. The Florence Buffaloes are 0-3 in district. Now, they are 3-5 on the season. I believe they had some pre-district success before they began the district race, but they're looking for their first district win. Watch some film on them, Coach. They run the ball really hard from that slot tee, and they play aggressive. They just have... They have had the fumble bug in the films that I've watched, the turnover bug, and really some senseless mistakes, a lot of offsides and a lot of illegal procedure penalties and things like that that will just kill a drive right quick.
Well, that's what 3-5 teams or 0-3 and district teams do. They usually defeat themselves and find a way to lose a ball game when they might have been in it. And so... You know, they're hoping that tonight they can get rid of the fumbles, get rid of those nonsense things. They're hoping that the Cameron Yeoman come in very overconfident and they can put it all together.
Yeah, the tonight's coin flip is brought to you live from midfield by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908. We'll take it down to the field for tonight's coin toss. I think. May not be getting that. Apparently the... The microphone is not going to reach from there. We always have trouble with our wireless microphone system the closer we get to Austin. And apparently that's the case here tonight. We are not getting any audio from our field mic at midfield. So head ref is down there. He's showing the coin to both teams. The Yeoman, the visiting team, will do the calling. And we'll see, Coach. The wind may play a little bit of a factor here tonight. It's blowing from north to south, and this field lies north and south.
Yeoman have won the toss.
And the Yeoman will probably, I don't know, they may take the ball.
Well, I was watching them warm up and punting the ball into the wind. We were punting it about 20 or 25 yards because we were not kicking it low and hard. But with the wind, we were kicking it about 45.
Well, the Yeoman won the toss. They do elect to defer and will be kicking with the north breeze at their back here in the first quarter. So the Yeoman, when they have the ball, they'll be moving from our left to right as we face the field. Now, if you're on the Yeoman side, it's going to be from your right to left here in the first quarter. The clock end zone is the south end zone. And again, with this 10 to 15 mile per hour north breeze, the Yeoman will have that at their backs in the first quarter. Our national anthem is coming up shortly. We will review our starting lineups for our defense, which will be on the field first tonight. Coach, our starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company.
Well, I think we're getting ready to have the national anthem, Joe.
Well,
okay.
Let's get those starting lineups. Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company brings you the starting lineups.
All right. The defensive ends are going to be Jesse Valdez and Lance Green. The nose guard is going to be DeAndre Adams. The linebackers are going to be George Martinez, Alex Ibarra, Ryan Cullen, and John Washington. The two cornerbacks are going to be Trey Lewis and Jalen Bryant. And the safety and rover are going to be Johnny Alexander. And coming back to play tonight, Jacob Smitherman.
There's your starting lineups for the Yeo defense presented by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Start your fall lawn and garden projects with a John Deere lawn tractor at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company. Tonight's national anthem will be performed by the Florence Band. We'll take it down for that. Well, not too bad. That is about a 20-member Florence marching band, and that was the national anthem. Now, as far as the crowds go tonight, the Yo crowd has outdone the Florence crowd, the hometown crowd, probably 3-2. As not many folks out here for the Florence Buffaloes. Yeoman pretty much filling up the visiting stands across the way. Our apologies, we do not have a field mic tonight in any form or fashion, as the interference, I guess, on our wireless frequency is too strong out of Austin. So we'll just make do with our booth microphones. The kicking of the receiving team for the Buffaloes out on the field and back deep to receive is Freeman. That is Landell Freeman and Jonathan Watts. They are the deep backs. A couple of up backs are Grayson Decker, and didn't quite get the one on the far side as the Yeoman will tee it up. And let's see who it'll be kicking off. Will it be Luna or will it be Pope? That is Jaleel Pope, who will tee it off for the Cameron Yeoman. He'll have a pretty good north breeze at his back for this kickoff. As we were about to get underway, our opening kickoff tonight is brought to you by Lifecycle Standards Lifecycle Solutions for the extra care you deserve for all stages of life. And here we go to get this one underway. Week 10 and game 9 of the 2014 season. Jaleel Pope waiting for the signal from the side ref. And here we go. It is a deep kick. It's going to be fielded by Freeman over on the right side at about the 9-yard line, and he is dancing up across the 20 and gang tackled at the 27-yard line. Our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Farm Bureau Insurance in Cameron at 254-697-6488. And the Buffaloes will have it first and 10 from their own 28-yard line after the forward progress. And Schillenberg goes under center. He's got a slot left, and the handoff is to Hernandez over the left side, and Hernandez is up across the 30 to the 35-yard line. A good, strong 7-yard run to kick off this campaign for the Buffaloes.
Well, they ran it right into the slot where they ended up getting a double team on the defensive end, a single block on the outside linebacker, and they pulled a guard right up through there for our linebacker. So if they keep that up, we're going to have a problem, but I expect us to penetrate.
So this time it is a slot left, well, double slot, and now Ortiz goes in motion from one of the slots, but the handoff is to Gray over the right side, and he is up to near first down marker, and he's got it up to the lost a yard, actually.
Yep.
Oh, no, he gained a yard, and it's going to be third down and a long one. We'll give him 2 yards on that carry.
Left side of the defense really stood ground that time.
That was Garrett Gray on the carry. And this time it is slot left with Ortiz. Two backs behind Schillenberg, and Ortiz goes in motion, but the handoff is to Hernandez, and Hernandez is stacked up, but he will fight forward for a first and 10.
Well, this is the third week in a row that the Cameron Yeoman have seen the slot T, so they ought to be pretty familiar with it.
First and 10 for the Buffaloes. They convert on their first series of downs. Ball is up to the 39-yard line as the Buffaloes are moving from our right to left into a north breeze or from south to north. Slot left as Schillenberg goes under center. He will hand off to the fullback. That is Gray, and Gray burst into the secondary and is run down from behind in Yo territory at the 46-yard line.
I'm telling you, they just blocked the nose guard one way, the end out the other way, and took the linebacker out of the play, and that clear sailing for about 7 or 8, 10 yards.
That was a 15-yard carry by Gray to the 46, where it's first and 10 once again. Slot left as Schillenberg goes under center. The Yeoman were offsides. This is a free play. And no, they'll blow the whistle before the snap. It might have been pulled off. Typically, they'll let that play develop if it's on the defense. We'll see if There was offensive motion, and there was. That's going to go against the Buffaloes.
Well, he's got, let's see what they got. They may have offsetting.
That's a...
Oh, he's going to call offsides against Cameron Yeoman.
Yeah, he was going the wrong way, wasn't he?
Yep. Outside linebacker was lined up there, and instead of going on the snap of the ball, went when the man went in motion and gave him a free 5 yards.
Well, it looked like a free play. I don't know why they would have blown the whistle on that. If I was Florence, I'd be a little upset there. They had a free play. Slot left, two backs. And now Ortiz from the slot left goes in motion, but this is a pass play. Looking deep down the middle of the field, this one is broken up. Down at the 10-yard line, that's a play that they hit for a touchdown on Academy. But this time the Yo defense was back there, namely John Washington. I think...
Well, I'm glad that the passer kind of underthrew him because... The tight end and the slot back both went straight down the football field and were actually behind our secondary. But the pass was a little short, and we got back and broke it up.
Second down and five as the nasty slot left. His handoff is to Hernandez, and he is gang tackled at about the 39-yard line. That's only a pickup of a couple, and it sets up a third down and three. Yeah, they'll line that slot. Most of the time it's Freeman. They'll line him up almost up on the line. He's just a shade back between the tight end and the tackle, and it almost looks like an unbalanced line to the left. But
well, it gives them a good blocking angle if they're going to double team.
And this time it's a normal slot left, and the handoff is to Gray, and he is hammered. DeAndre Adams there, along with Jesse Valdez.
Yes, sir.
And they smother him for no gain, and it's fourth down and three.
They've been running a lot of cross buck. They'll fake the fullback one way and give off to the tailback one way. Then they'll fake both of them and give off to the slot back. So they haven't run anything straight ahead so far.
Slot left. And again, two backs. Schillenberg will toss to the near side to Hernandez. Hernandez has the first down inside the 35 down to the 33-yard line.
That's just a power sweep into the slot. That's all that is. Pull both guards, got a double team and a kick out, and that's just power football.
Hernandez on the carry there, and it'll move the chains down to the 34-yard line, first and 10. This is the opening drive of this game as the Buffaloes have now picked up three first downs on a drive that started back at their 28-yard line.
This is how you keep the Cameron offense on the sideline.
Slot left, or a double slot. Schillenberg will send Ortiz in motion, but hand off to Gray again over right guard, and he is inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Well, they are executing this slot T offense to perfection against the Yeoman here in this first quarter.
Well, we've got a defensive end that is standing back there with the linebackers, and I don't know if he's going to the strength or back away from the slot, but they're blocking down and kicking out pretty well.
Slot left. Schillenberg under center. He'll send the slot Ortiz in motion. Handoff is to the tailback, and the tailback stumbles down to the 20, just outside the 25-yard line. Trying to get his number. Was that Gray? No, that was Hernandez again.
I'm going to tell you, I was just looking out there. If they can get offensive linemen on our linebackers, we're going to be in trouble, and I noticed that time they had two of our linebackers driven straight back, so we're going to have to make some kind of an adjustment up front.
They'll send one man wide to the right this time, an I formation behind Schillenberg, and he will toss, sweep right side. Hernandez is caged up, and he'll lose yardage.
Well, actually, they went an end over with the wing on that side, which gave them an unbalanced line, and then they pitched out of the eye trying to run a sweep that way, but Cameron Yeoman were having none of that.
Another fourth down and three situation. They've already converted a fourth and three once tonight. This is fourth and three from the 27-yard line of the Yeoman.
Quarterback comes all the way over to the sideline to get the play from the coach.
A couple of big games in the district, and we'll keep you posted on the scores throughout the night. Slot left on a fourth and three, and now the Buffaloes want a timeout. We will keep it right here for the moment and give you an update on some scores with 8 minutes left in the first quarter. Lago Vista is out in front of Academy 7-0, so they score probably on their opening drive of the game. No score, no update from the Rockdale Troy game, but those are the other two games in the district, and both of those games could be really good games tonight. And we will also be bringing you our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard, where we will look at scores from all over Central Texas that usually wind up at about the same time we are, and that's halftime. Both teams now making their way back onto the field. It is fourth down and three for the Buffaloes.
And the Buffaloes are doing what they want to do, and that is grind it out, and keep the football away from that Cameron offense.
This is the 11th play of this drive. They've picked up three first downs en route to the Yo 27 on a drive that started back at the Florence 28. They come to the line of scrimmage with a slot left, and Ortiz, the slot left, goes in motion. It's going to be a pass as Schillenberg wants to go deep down the left side. He's got a man wide open, and he drops it at the goal line.
I'm telling you, he was behind our safety and our cornerback. They both had gone to sleep, and I don't know why, because there was no play fake. He just dropped straight back. It was a pass all the way, and he just flat ran down between them, and
it was
wide open.
It was a beautiful pass, and Grayson Decker just didn't catch it, and he is beating himself up over that one. Oh, he was wide open to put the first points on the board for the Buffaloes.
I'm telling you, he was wide. We've had that problem all year long. One or two plays a game, we just turned somebody absolutely loose.
Well, we got away with that one. As the Yeomen will take over now from their own 27-yard line, they will send twin receivers to both sides. Nickerson, the quarterback. Treyon Smith to his left in the backfield. Quick pass left side. That's caught by Jordan Wells, but he will be driven out of bounds for a short gain of about a yard.
Well, he didn't get much of a block from his wide receiver over there at all. But I'm going to tell you that the way they're playing on this side with Aaron Sims, we're going to take advantage of that. They've got three out here on three, but they don't have enough guys.
Trips come wide to the right. Sakori Smith alone wide to the left. On a second down and nine for the Yeoman. And another quick pass this time right side. Aaron Sims has it. He bounces outside. He's across the 30 and out of bounds at the 33-yard line. And that's going to be a gain of about 6 yards. And it's going to set up a third down and three for the Yeoman.
Well, I'm telling you, if they keep playing off of us that far like they are, we're going to throw that pass all night long.
Yeoman moving left to right here in the first. Hash mark is the right hash mark, and the Yeoman have twins to the near side. Treyon Smith is the slot receiver to the left side, the wide side of the field. Alone in the backfield, Nickerson looking right. He throws it and misfires, intended for Jordan.
Almost got Young. It picked off.
That was almost a pick six for the Buffaloes, intended for Jordan Young, and it's three and out for the Yeoman.
Well, Coach Rhodes is going to look up and see that as soon as Nickerson turned and looked this way, they all came flying up on Jordan Wells, and number 25 was running down the field all by himself. So I'm just telling you right this minute, they're not real sound in what they're doing. We just got to execute.
Freeman is the safety back to receive the punt from Trey Lewis, and he will boot it away. This is a good nose-over punt with the wind that will be fielded at the 27-yard line. And Freeman breaks a couple of tackles, but he's across the 30 and then hammered at the 33-yard line, and that's where the Buffaloes will start this drive. So the Buffaloes, in their opening drive, go 11 plays, miss a touchdown pass, but used up half of the first quarter clock in that opening drive. The Yeoman were three and out in their first possession, and Florence has the ball back now at their own 33, first and 10.
Well, I'll tell you, the out pattern that we threw to the inside receiver. We sent the first one down deep and then ran the next one out. But as far as they're playing off of our widest receiver, he can go down and run an out pattern and just be wide open.
Slot left, Schillenberg will send Ortiz in motion from the slot, but handoff right up the middle, and there goes Gray again, and he is across midfield all the way down to the 47-yard line.
I'll tell you, they just ran a trap of some kind right up the middle, and they're getting their blockers onto the linebackers. And any time that they can get blockers on your linebackers, you've got a problem. Face mask against the Cameron Yeoman.
And a face mask to boot after a 20-yard scamper by Gray will move the ball all the way down inside the 35 to the 31-yard line.
Well, right this minute, I don't know what exactly, because the Cameron Yeoman have seen this offense this is the third week in a row, and this is the best somebody's moved it against us.
Slot left as Schillenberg will hand off to Ortiz this time from the slot, and he is hit at the line and dropped for no gain. Lance Green in on the tackle for the Yeoman, along with Alex Ibarra and Jesse Valdez, and it's second and 10. Yeah, the Yeo defense may want to have a chat with the Yeo offense. They've been out there most of the first quarter. Our first quarter tonight brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau in Cameron. Call 697-6488. Double slot this time. And now Ortiz in motion again, but the handoff up the middle. And no, Schillenberg will keep it this time. And he is driven back after about 1 yard gain to the 30-yard line. Schillenberg, for his first carry of the night, nets a yard, and it's third down and
about eight.
A long eight for the Buffaloes.
Now, that's the kind of defense that we're used to seeing the Cameron Yeoman play against slot T teams right there.
Third down and eight from just inside the Yeoman 30. Buffaloes have a slot left going in motion to the right, and the handoff hit in the backfield as Hernandez breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and brought down by Trey Lewis leading the charge on the final contact there, and it's fourth down and nine now for the Buffaloes.
Well, he broke three tackles. Three guys had him in the backfield and could not secure the tackle. And finally, somebody held him to just about a half a yard gain.
Sets up a fourth down, and we'll still call it a long eight. It's almost 9 yards.
Field goal.
And a field goal attempt here, as that is Schillenberg who will do the kicking from 37. This is a 47-yard attempt shading the left hash mark. It's got the wind in his face as well. The kick is up, and it is way left. Wide left, and I don't think it had enough juice behind it either.
No.
And the 47-yard field goal attempt fails, and the Yeoman will take over again on downs.
Well, there's a couple of plays I'm glad they haven't been repeating down after down, because they have busted the fullback off the right side there twice now for double-digit gains, and they have run that power sweep for 8 yards, and they haven't come back and run. They've only run the fullback twice and that power sweep once.
So the Yeoman were 3 and out in their first possession of the night, and with 3 minutes left here in the Texas Farm Bureau first quarter, they'll get a second chance. The trips go wide to the left. That is the wide side of the field as the ball is set to the near the right hash mark. And the handoff is going to be to Trayon Smith, and he is across the 30 and stacked up at about the 33-yard line. A gain of about 3 yards.
Well, he would have had more yards than that, but one of our guys went the wrong way. One of our blocking men just took off and went to the left side, and we were going to the right, and his man made the play. I'm sure the coaches will be wondering what was going on that play.
He earns 4 tough yards on that carry, and it's second down and 6 as the Yeoman will send two wide receivers to each side. And dropping straight back is Nickerson. He throws to the left. It is caught by Sakori Smith, breaks the tackle, and he's off to the races.
It's over.
Nobody's going to catch Sakori Smith. He will go the distance. That is 66 yards. And a touchdown for the Yeoman.
Speed makes a lot of difference in this football game, and I'm going to tell you, as soon as he got in the open field, it was all over.
He broke a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Now, Sakori Smith isn't a very big fella, but he reminds me so much of his kinfolk, Dede Westbrook. He's just a hard fella to bring down. And he goes 66 yards.
When you're not very big, you're going to try to avoid all the contact you can, and speed helps.
Here's the point after, and it is up, and it is good, and we have a new point after kicker. Sanchez. Eric Sanchez puts it through the uprights. The Yeomen have been looking all season long, feeling out all season long who is going to settle in and be a consistent extra point kicker.
There you go. We've got all kinds of kickers, but we need somebody who's consistent.
And the Yeomen will cash in your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Yeomen goes 70 yards in two plays. The big one was the 66-yard Sakori Smith TD catch and mainly run after the catch that put the Yeomen up 7-0. And there is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, the first of the night for the Yeomen.
Well, they just cannot cover us out there. They've got a cornerback that's up too close on our split end. Then they've got a safety back about 8 yards, and they've got an inside linebacker who's not far enough out. And so they're just sitting there waiting for that play to develop. And if we get a step, it's going to all be over.
Again, back to receive for the Buffaloes are Lindell Freeman and Jonathan Watts. And the kick is going to hit and be caught on a bounce by Freeman. He is up from the 15 to about the 19-yard line. He might have gotten the 20.
That was a well-placed kickoff, not deep enough for the safety and too deep for the defensive end and up back to get to. And when it hit the ground, the Yeomen were all over him.
First and 10 for the Buffaloes from their own 20-yard line after about a 5-yard return. 7-0, the Yeomen lead it here in the first quarter, final minutes. Slot left for the Buffaloes. Schillenberg goes under center, and he will hand off to Ortiz. He's hit in the backfield and dropped. Jesse Valdez with the solo tackle back at the 16-yard line.
That's what penetration will do if they can't get the guard to trap you. If you penetrate back there and they're trying to run something delayed, that messes it up real quick.
Second down and 14 now for the Buffaloes.
Not what a slot T wants to look at.
From the 16-yard line, the Buffaloes will come to the line. Slot left, two backs behind Schillenberg. And the handoff this time to the fullback. That is hammered at the line of scrimmage. He'll fight for about a yard.
See, that's the play that they have had success with before. They run for double-digit yards both times, but that time someone shut it down completely.
And it's going to be third down and a long 13 for the Buffaloes now. They'll come to the line with a slot left I formation. Schillenberg will fumble the snap, pick it up, and go straight forward up back to the original line of scrimmage. Before he's brought down after about a 3-yard gain, and it's 4th and 10.
Nose guard got hold of him, pulled him down.
Well, the punting unit on for the Buffaloes on their 3 and out.
And this is not what their offense wants to happen.
They're going to be punting into a north breeze. John Washington and I can't tell if that's Sakori or Aaron. That may be Sakori. Smith back to receive the punt. They're standing at midfield. Here's the punt. The snap is a good one. The punt is off, and it might have been partially blocked. It goes out of bounds at the 25-yard line, a 5-yard punt. I think somebody got a hand on it.
Well, they may have.
We're going to call it that because it was a fast-rotating, end-over-end punt after it left the foot. And it goes out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So the Yeomen are only 25 yards away from going up by 2 scores. First and 10 for the Yeomen. 16 seconds left here in the first quarter as the Yeomen are moving left to right toward the clock end zone. Twin receivers go to both sides. And the handoff is to Trayon Smith right up the gut. He is inside the 10. He will coast for the touchdown.
I'm telling you, they don't have any safeties. They've got two safeties, but they're way too wide. They're split way wide. If we wanted to run a receiver down there, we could. But why, when you can give off to Trayon, get one block, and he was just waltzing into the end zone.
So here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Yeomen go 25 yards in one play, a run right up the gut of the Florence Buffaloes defense by Trayon Smith. He goes in untouched, and the Yeomen are up 13-0. Eric Sanchez to do the extra points. It's a bobble snap, and John Washington is rolling to his left, going to throw into the end zone. It is caught, and the two-point conversion to Trey Lewis is good.
Well, when you have a bobble, every team works on an emergency play in case something goes wrong back there, and the receivers on whichever side break to the end zone, and he was able to find
Trey Lewis.
Trey Lewis running wide open in the end zone. Well executed.
So 25 yards, 6 seconds, and a two-point conversion, and the Yeomen are up 15-0. And they'll get this kickoff with the wind at their back. The Buffaloes had an easy touchdown to go ahead of the Yeomen in their opening drive and dropped it.
Well, you talked in the pregame about how they have been losing ball games, either dropping balls, getting penalties, or fumbles, and they've already dropped one, and they've already fumbled the ball once tonight.
And the Yeomen will tee it up. Jaleel Pope will do the kicking chores as, again, Freeman. And Watts are back to receive the kickoff. Again, this is angled toward Freeman at the 17. He's up across the 20. The 25 breaks the tackle and spins forward to the 40 and still on his feet to the 45 and finally down at the 49-yard line.
If the Cameron Yeomen have had something that they have been consistently weak on all year long, it has been kickoff coverage. And there was a prime example right there. Just came straight up the middle. Somebody got hold of him, and there weren't enough other folks there. And by the time they got there, he just picked up another 15 yards.
1 second left on the first quarter clock as the Buffaloes have it at their own 49-yard line, first and 10, slot left. Schillenberg under center, and he will hand off to Freeman. No, that is Hernandez, who is hit and dropped at about the Yo 49 for a gain of a couple. And that's going to do it for our first quarter of play. After one, the Yeomen lead at 15-0. This is Cameron Yeomen football on the ranch.
Our bank is rated one of the nation's strongest banks. It is rock solid. As a community bank, we're conservative. We're here to serve the local area. We don't make risky loans. We loan money to people we know. We maintain a strong capital-to-asset ratio at all times. Make the strong move. Bank with us. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks. Equal housing lender, all loans subject to credit approval.
Our second quarter tonight from Stampede Stadium in Florence is brought to you by Circle S Barbecue, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron, and the Cameron Cleaners, providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeomen apparel downtown Cameron. Other scores from the district, Lago Vista still out front of Academy 7-0, and the Rockdale Tigers lead by the same margin, 7-0 over the Trojans. That is after the first quarter of play. Slot left, as the Buffaloes will hand off Schillenberg to Hernandez, and he's stacked up at the line of scrimmage for no gain, and it'll be third and long now for the Purple.
Well, the Cameron Yeomen defense looked like they did against Lago Vista. there was no hole. There was no place to go. They're running the fullback one way and giving off to either the tailback or the wingback going the other way, and they've had a little success with that, but the Yeomen have seen it just a few times, and they have stiffened on that play.
Third down and eight now for the Buffaloes from the 049. Double slot as Ortiz will go in motion, but the handoff is to Hernandez. No gain. Maybe a gain of a yard on the carry.
And we just gave him a free 5 yards, the same outside linebacker who jumped off sides before, did the same thing again as the man went in motion. The man going in motion has nothing to do with the snap count. The football moving is what you go on, and that's the second time that he's jumped across the line and given them 5 yards.
A little bit too aggressive there defensively for the Yeomen, and Gray was the ball carrier, but the play was erased, with the penalty being a better result for the Buffaloes. And it's third down and four now for the Buffaloes. They'll come to the line of scrimmage with a slot left, and now going in motion is the slot, the Ortiz, and he gets the pitch to the right side. He is hit at the line, dives forward for about a yard, and it's fourth and short now for the Buffaloes.
50 and 42 on top of those on that play, making
that
the stop.
Eddie Luna and Ryan Cullen.
Both linebackers. That's a rather unique play. The guy coming in motion, they fake to the fullback, had the tailback out in front, and he just lateraled it, pitched the ball wide.
Fourth down and two. To the line of scrimmage they come on a wing right and a slot in left in motion, and it's an option play, and Schillenberg will spin forward, and he will fight for the first down.
Well, Cameron Yeoman had him for a three-yard loss.
Well, we just didn't have a direct hit on him to stop his forward progress.
That's correct.
We had a Yeoman on either side pulling him down, but we didn't have that one punch coming right at him, and he was able to fall in between the Yeo defenders and pick up that first down. From the 41-yard line of the Yeoman, first and 10 for the Buffaloes, as, again, in the second quarter, they're moving from our left to right, and they have the North Breeze at their back. Here's the handoff to the tailback, Gray, and he is over the right guard for about 5 yards to the 36.
Well, they just drove us back about 5 or 6 yards that time. Just came back, just drove us all straight back on this right, on our left side, their right side.
Second down and five from the Yeo 36-yard line. The Yeoman lead this one 15 to nothing. They were three and out in their opening possession, but two for two since then. Slot left. Schillenberg will hand off the tailback, Hernandez, and he was hit hard and driven back. Ryan Cullen there with the big hit in midair, and it pushes him back. He'll pick up a yard forward progress, and it's third down and four.
They've been running that play wider, like trying to go to the slot, and he tried to cut it up inside the guard's block, and Ryan Cullen was going to have no part of that.
So it is third down and four now for the Yeoman, for the Buffaloes. They'll come to the line of scrimmage in a slot left this time. Schillenberg will pass it. He's rolling to his left, sets up, and throws across the middle, and it is caught on a bobble down at the 20-yard line. A great concentration catch by number 44, Troy Schober.
Had a chance for an interception and ends up being a completion. Yards.
We're
a statistician. We've got a
hand
signal.
When we want to know something, it's usually yards. Slot left, hand off the right side, and that is breaking into the secondary. Goes Gray down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. That's a gain of 11, and another first down. It's first and goal.
Well, right this minute, they're just riding the right side of their offensive line. The big tight end, the tackle, and the guard on this side are just coming off the ball and shoving our defense straight back.
First and goal from the Yeo 9-yard line. 15 to nothing our score here. The other two district games are both 7 to nothing. Lago Vista and Rockdale have those leads. Here's the handoff to the tailback from an I formation. He gets nowhere. Maybe a yard to the 8.
Well, the man on the bottom of that play that made that play, number 22.
No gain as Titus Lewis stacked that one up. No gain, and it's second down and goal from the 9-yard line.
He came pinching in from his outside linebacker position and just nailed that play.
Again, a double slot for the Buffaloes, and they hand off to the tailback, and he gets nowhere. He'll fall forward for a yard, maybe 2 yards to about the 7-yard line. That was Gray on the carry, and
yep.
It's third and goal from the 7.
Hammering into that right side of their offensive line where they've had a lot of success.
Second long drive of the night for the Buffaloes that went more than 10 plays. This is the 11th play of this drive coming up. A drive that started back at their own 49-yard line after a pretty good return by Hernandez on the kickoff. Right now it's third and goal from the 7. Slot left. Schillenberg will
keep it around the left side, and he's going to be hit. And
No. He gave off on the counter inside.
And it's a pickup of about a yard. Boy, he faked me out, and Jesse Sanchez, Jesse Valdez as well.
Well, he brought the slot back inside of him, see, like we used to do in the wing tee. And he handed off inside trying to follow that guard, but somebody penetrated, and the guard was not going to get through any hole.
So it is fourth down and goal from the 6 now for the Buffaloes, as they have they're 1-for-2 on their fourth down conversions. And the O defense trying to preserve a shutout here in the second quarter. And the Buffaloes will take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break with them. When we come back, it'll be fourth and goal from the 6 for the Buffaloes. Yeoman lead at 15-0.
Hey there. It's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
We are back as the Buffaloes have used their second timeout of the half, and they're talking strategy on how to get this ball in the end zone.
Well, their cheerleaders are a little confused. They were down there hollering, defense, 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 and somebody said something to them, and
that's,
they changed.
That's my habit, Coach. It is fourth and goal from the 6 for the Buffaloes. And they'll come to the line of scrimmage. That is Gray in the backfield, and Ortiz in motion, and it's a quick pass over the middle, and it is broken up. Great defensive play. I think Johnny Alexander
35.
Might have been the one that got the hand on the ball right at the goal line to break it up, and the Yeoman will take over on downs.
Well, it was a quick pass to that good-looking tight end they've got after number 44. He just went up the field and turned around, but Alexander was waiting for him.
So the Yeoman will take over at their own 5-yard line, first and 10. 5:58 remaining in the second quarter. Our second quarter tonight brought to you by Circle S Barbecue Cameron Cleaners. And the Yeoman will come to the line of scrimmage. They will send trip receivers wide to the right. Sakori Smith, a 66-yard touchdown catch and run to his credit tonight. He's alone wide to the left side. Nickerson and will hand off to Trayon Smith up the middle, and Trayon is fighting for yardage across the 10 to the 12 and up to the 13-yard line.
Well, they were covering one-on-one out here with Sakori Smith. And if not, number 10 better have lots of speed, because I'm telling you, if he breaks to the inside, there's no safety. If he comes down and breaks to the inside, he's got a lot of green grass. If he fakes inside and goes down the sideline, he's going to be wide open.
Twin receivers to both sides. A 7-yard run by Trayon Smith on a first down sets up second and 3. Nickerson will hand off again. No, it's a fake handoff, and going deep for Aaron Sims. And Aaron had to adjust his pattern and could not come up with it across midfield. He just simply outran the arm of Reed Nickerson.
Yes, he did. He just took off and just flat outran everybody, and Reed could not reach him.
And when you have a 4-4-4-5 wide receiver, that's not hard to do.
You go out, you go ahead and get rid of it before he breaks open, because you know he's going to.
Yeah, let him run under it. Trips go wide to the right. One man wide to the left. And now Jordan Wells will come to the near side, setting up twins to both sides. And the handoff is to Trayon again up the middle. He's up across the 15. Forward progress to the 16-yard line, and that should move the chains for the Yeoman. It does. First and 10, Yeoman.
Not a whole lot of blocking, but some real tough running.
So we go first and 10 from just outside the 15-yard line, as
Sims and Smith wide to the left. Wells and Vincent Vargas wide to the right. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon again. Bounces to the right, then upfield across the 20, out to the 22, maybe the 23-yard line. They'll give him the 22, it looks like.
That's
a gain of seven.
That's some real quick feet.
Yeah, he bounced outside and then just darted north.
Yes, they had a little penetration, and he was able to go right and left to avoid it, and then he just turned it on.
Second down and three now for the Yeoman. Ball is on the right hash mark. Twin receivers both sides. And Nickerson will take the snap and drop straight back. Looking right and throws deep down the right sideline. Aaron Sims is there. He catches it. And his momentum carries him out of bounds up at the 47-yard line. 24-yard reception by Aaron Sims at a first and 10 for the Yeoman.
Let's face it, they don't have anybody that's going to be able to stay with him. He could be running short patterns, medium patterns, or deep patterns, and they're playing way off of him.
First and 10 for the Yeoman, trips to the wide side of the field. And Nickerson will hand off this time to John Washington, the running back, and he's across midfield and down to the 47-yard line. That should be a gain of about 5 yards for John Washington.
When you can throw the ball, the defensive line starts trying to rush the passer. And when you can run it too, it's hard to play run and pass both.
Second down and five for the Yeoman. Across midfield, the ball is at the 48-yard line. A quick pass right side. That's caught by Vargas, but he is going to be spun down at the 45-yard line for a short gain, setting up third down and about two.
Sent both receivers down about 5 yards and curled them. They may do that in just a minute and curl one and send the other one deep because there's a lot of green grass down the middle.
2:40 left in the first half. The Yeoman lead at 15-0 and are driving here on a drive that began back at their own 5-yard line. They're down to the Florence 45-yard line. Third down and two. Twin receivers to each side. And the direct snap is to Trayon Smith up the middle. And he dives across the first down marker, picks up about 3 yards on the carry, and it'll move the chains for the Yeoman.
We almost snapped it over his head. He reached up and grabbed it. That snap was a little high, but did a good job of grabbing the ball and running with it.
Well, our center, Justin Anastasiadis, was fighting off a stomach bug this week. I know he missed a couple of practices due to that stomach bug. That'll get your timing off. Twins to both sides for the Yeoman. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. Nickerson dropping back, looking across the middle, flushed out of the pocket to the right side, and now dumps one down the sideline. It is caught inside the 20, down to the 15, and wrestled down at the 14-yard line was Aaron Sims.
Yes, sir. He made a shoestring pickup of that pass. It was down low. He was able to make the catch and keep his balance.
27 yards on that Sims catch and run, and it's first and 10 for the Yeoman. Inside the 10, the 5, touchdown, Trayon Smith.
Well, he bounced off of two tackles after he got past the line of scrimmage. Two people tried to challenge him, and he broke both of those tackles and just went into the end zone.
15 yards on that run right up the gut by Trayon Smith, and the Yeoman go up 21-0 with the extra point by Eric Sanchez coming up. And John Washington to hold for Sanchez. Here's the snap. The kick is up. It is low, and it is no good. Wide to the left, and Sanchez will miss his first one. Let me see. He is 1 for 2 tonight.
That snap was a little low, and the holder had trouble getting the ball on the tee just like he wanted it. There's so much that goes into an extra point. It looks so simple, but you've got to have a good snap. The holder's got to get the ball on the tee right where the kicker wants it, and then he's got to hit it. And you mess up any of those three parts, and it's probably not going to be successful.
Let's take a 30-second timeout. The Yeoman lead it 21-0. We'll recap that scoring drive for you when we come back.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds in Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas, trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
When I think of great high school football teams...
No, I just needed one of them. Welcome back as Jaleel Pope will tee it up and kick it. Angle to the far side. It's going to bounce and get away from the ball carrier, Freeman. No, that's not Freeman. That is Grayson, I think. And he is going to be spun down after he has to backpedal or actually turn his back and run for the ball back at the 10-yard line.
I'm not sure that what the intention of that kick was. It did hit in front of the safeties, though, and it was going to the right. And then when it hit the ground, it broke back to the left and went right by the receiver.
That was Watts who was trying to come up with that one, had to turn around and chase it down. First and 10 for the Buffaloes from their own 10-yard line with a minute 33 remaining in the first half. The Yeomen lead it 21-0. Slot left for the Buffaloes. Schillenberg under center. And he will hand off to the tailback. I think that's Hernandez. He got back to the line of scrimmage before he was... No, that's Gray, who got back to the line of scrimmage for no gain before he was driven back to about the 2-yard line.
That was Green and Valdez. Excuse me. Adams. DeAndre Adams and Green were in the middle of that play.
No gain. Second down and 10 from the Buffalo 10-yard line. And a man comes in motion, drifting to the near side, and the handoff is to Gray, who is the tailback, and he gets 10 yards out to the 20. Coach, that's a play I saw him do on the on video where they'll go slot right, then they'll bring the tailback in motion to the right side, and five people on the right side of
At Standards Home Health, they believe that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from only the finest healthcare professionals. Call the professionals at Standards Home Health to find out more about home health services. You have a choice when it comes to choosing a home health provider. Choose the provider that has raised the standards in home health care across the state of Texas. Standards Home Health and Hospice. 1-888-671-7007. 1-888-671-7007.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
Okay, yeah, we'll take it. All right, we are back. A toss to the right side, looks like a flea flicker, and it is, as the tailback will throw it downfield, is picked off by Johnny Alexander at the 50-yard line. There are 17 seconds left after the interception. Plenty of time, Coach, for the Yeoman to put some more points on the board.
Well, they certainly are if they play their regular defense. Now, if they go in and put some safeties back, that'll make it a little more difficult. But if they keep playing like they are, there's too much green grass back there.
Well, our apologies for our disconnect. We lost signal there for a moment, but we're back as there's 17 seconds left on the clock. The Buffaloes called a timeout and talked strategy. They were going to use the flea flicker play, but The Yeomen were not fooled by that as Johnny Alexander comes up with the interception, and the Yeomen are all offense on the field. Trips go wide to the right. Nickerson wants to throw, dropping back, looking long down the middle of the field. He's got a man. Vincent Vargas pulls it in at the 15 and is wrestled down at the 10-yard line. 7 seconds left as the Yeomen are first and goal at the 9-yard line.
And they took a timeout before the clock could run out.
Well, they will stop the clock to move the chain. Yeah, and a timeout called. So first and goal from the 9-yard line for the Yeomen with 7 seconds remaining. That was a 40-yard connection from Reed Nickerson to Vincent Vargas, who actually, Coach, went up and made a great two-handed catch.
He had his choice. He had Vargas here, or he had Aaron Sims, who broke to the sideline and turned it up, and he was running wide open also.
So the Yeomen from midfield strike to the 9-yard line, actually a 41-yard catch for Vincent Vargas. That's his first catch, of maybe his second catch of the night. And the Yeomen have 7 seconds, time for a couple of quick plays here. And they have two timeouts remaining as well. Trips go wide to the right, as Nickerson will take the snap and drop straight back, looking left, and he throws left. The receiver falls down.
Just flat. Sakori Smith just fell down.
Yeah, he's acting like he was tripped, but incidental contact, if that's the case, that's just an incomplete pass, and there's 2 seconds remaining on the clock. And the Yeomen have the ball dead between the hash marks at the 9-yard line. Will they call another? They do. They call another timeout.
So Corey Smith was trying to take himself out of the ball game because he had run out of his shoe. That may have been one of the reasons he stumbled out there. He was trying to take himself out, and Coach Rhodes took a timeout.
So we'll take a 30-second timeout with them. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rockin' R Bail Bonds, operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rockin' R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rockin' R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rockin' R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
Well, Nickerson is rolling to his right, and he finds some space over on the right side and throws it.
Touchdown.
Or a touchdown.
Aaron Sims.
Aaron Sims in the corner of the end zone. I didn't see anybody catch it. I was watching Reed Nickerson scramble, and he found Sims in the end zone for the 9-yard touchdown catch. With no time left on the clock, the Yeomen go up 27-0 as Eric Sanchez will kick the extra point on the north end zone, and this one is up, and it is a beauty right through the uprights.
See what the difference a good snap and a good placement on the tee makes?
So a 9-yard touchdown catch with no time remaining on the halftime clock. The extra point is good, and that was a two-play 50-yard drive by the Yeomen with 17 seconds on the clock to work with, and they used every precious second, but they do reach pay dirt. And that is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Two plays, 50 yards, extra point good. The Yeomen are up 28-0 at the half. We're back with our halftime report in just a moment.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
All right, we are back at halftime. Hoping for a little break there, but I didn't get one. As the Yo Band will be taking the field first, we will bring you the Yo High School Marching Band, as that is brought to you by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. And then on the other side of that, we will have all of your halftime stats for you. We will take a look at the halftime scoreboard presented by Oscar Store. And, of course, we will be drawing a name from the Rattlers gas card box, registration box.
You bet.
did we give that away last week?
No, sir, we did not.
It's a $60 gas card tonight up for grabs. If we draw your name and the Yeoman can score a touchdown in the third quarter, you'll win that $60 gas card.
On that last touchdown, Joe, we need to make reference to the fact that Nickerson had all of the time in the world back there. In fact, he finally just had to run with the ball around to the right side, and in doing so, some of the secondary guys got lost and couldn't find Aaron Sims, and he did, and it was just a beautiful play.
And the Yeoman had, you know, when they took over after the Johnny Alexander interception, they had 17 seconds to work with from midfield. The first play was that 41-yard strike from Nickerson to Vincent Vargas to the 9-yard line, and then with they had actually an incomplete pass after that ran the clock down to 2 seconds. But then, yeah, that was a picture-perfect execution by the Yeoman with 2 seconds left to find the end zone. Nickerson to Aaron Sims, the extra point good. Yeoman are up 28-0 here at the half. And again, the Yeo High School Marching Band preparing for their performance here tonight. We will bring you that courtesy of Ideal Poultry, and then we will be back with our halftime scoreboard for you, and we'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll get what we call the coach's corner. We'll get an update from Coach Ed Colley on, well, discussions that you think might be going on in the locker room. That's always fun. You being a coach, I'm only being a player. It's a two totally different perspectives when you talk about things.
Yes, you remember some of those, though.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, we'll get the coach's corner all coming up, and of course, drawing for that gas card, all coming up in our halftime show as the old band takes the field. You know, we always like to win the football games. We used to do a competition between us about the breakthroughs. We don't do that anymore because they're all generic. But we still do the competition with the band, and we always win the halftime performance.
I'm telling you.
Yo High School Marching Band. It's a fun thing to watch. If you haven't witnessed the marching band, you're in for a treat during halftime of Yo games. The marching band is brought to you by, the performance brought to you by Ideal Poultry, and we bring it to you every Friday night here on the ranch. So as the band prepares, let's see if we can take it down to the they have a lot of silent time as they're preparing.
Yes, they do.
They have a whole lot of, I don't know, getting lined up,
ritual.
Getting prepared. ritual. Yeah, they got a good ritual going on. It makes the fans anticipate. But here we go. Hopefully there won't be any more silence before they start playing. Yo High School Marching Band. Tonight's performance by Ideal Poultry of Cameron.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Gilman Marching Band. Now put your hands together and support our fighting Gilman with a playing of our fight song. The band is directed by directors Trey Graves, Mrs. Ann Beavers, Mr. Nessa Rios, and Mr. Casey Brown. The program instructor.
Yo High School Marching Band with their halftime performance presented by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. We'll be back in a moment with more on our halftime show. We'll have those halftime stats for you from the world's greatest statistician, Chandler Barton. See, he raised his hand when I said that. And then we'll have a look at the coach's corner, and we'll draw that halftime name for the Rattlers gas card. That's worth $60, by the way. We'll also have our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard update for you, all coming up in the second part of our halftime show presented by Germania Insurance, back after this.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property auto and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Stampede Stadium in Florence, Texas, as the Cameron Yeomen lead it here at the half, 28-0. It was a shaky start for the Yeomen, a long drive on the opening drive of the game for Florence, and they miss a touchdown pass that was picture-perfect. And then the Yeomen were three and out in their opening possession, kind of sputtered those first couple of possessions. But after that, it was all Cameron Yeomen here tonight. Let's take a look at those first half numbers. Chandler Barton.
Okay. The Yeomen completed 5 first downs in the first half, and they completed 8 out of 11 passes with no interceptions. The Yeomen threw for 132 yards and rushed for 62 yards in this first half for a total of 197 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeomen was Zachary Smith with 1 66-yard reception and a touchdown on that catch. The leading rusher for the Yeomen is Trayon Smith with 65 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. The Yeomen had 3 penalties for a total of 25 yards and no fumbles. Florence completed 7 first downs and completed 1 out of 4 passes with 1 interception in the first half for a total of 15 passing yards. The Buffaloes rushed for 96 yards for a total of 111 yards. The leading receiver for the Buffaloes was Troy Schober on that 115-yard catch, and the leading rusher for the Buffaloes was Garrett Gray with 70 rushing yards on 12 attempts. The Buffaloes had no penalties and no fumbles in the first half. And those are your first half stats.
All right. Thank you, Chandler. There's your first half numbers. And Chandler will be back in our post-game show to give you the final numbers from tonight's game. Hold everything. We got all tangled up with our cords here. There you go. All right. Coach, the Yeomen looked a little timid or rusty first couple of minutes of the ball game, but... Yeah, we've seen that happen before, and you're good. Go ahead.
Well, I just think maybe they got a little different wrinkle than maybe what they'd anticipated when they first came out. But as soon as they recognized what the defense was doing, and, of course, the big thing was that their secondary cannot cover our pass receivers. They've got two safeties that are usually playing somewhere inside the hash marks and not over about, I'm going to say, 7 or 8 yards deep. There's nobody in center field. And then they take the two corners. One corner is playing way off, and the other one is up real close. And the one that's playing way off, we can run the out pattern, go down about 10 yards and break to the sideline and be wide open. Or we can run those little screen passes that we've been throwing to the outside receivers, and you've seen the result of those things. When we get in the open field, our speed is just too much for them. And with them having to worry about that, then you turn Trayon Smith loose up the middle, and it is causing a real headache for that defense.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman lead it here 28-0 at the half. Let's take a look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard now, as we will review scores. Most of these are halftime scores from all over the area. We'll start out where Round Rock High School is beating Westwood 24-7 at the half. Normangee beating Sabine Pass 46-0 at the half. It is Pflugerville High School over McNeil 28-14. Hendrickson's beating Cedar Ridge 20-13. Let's see. Leon is beating up on Hearn tonight 40-0. It is McGregor shutting out Hillsboro at the half 28-0. Here's a battle. Thorndale beating Holland 20-14. That's a halftime score. Hutto putting it on University 34-6. Valley Mills is beating up on Itasca 37-0. Let's see. Other scores. Walnut Springs trailing Jonesboro 38-26. Lago Vista is up on Academy 14-0 at the half. And the other halftime score from District 10-3A Division 1, Rockdale is leading Troy 7-0 at the half. Killeen is beating trailing Harker Heights 14-7. Number 5, LaGrange, is putting it on Salado 42-0. And that's almost to the half. Let's see. We've got Waco Connolly beating Lorena 20-14 midway through the second quarter. And Maynard is beating the Connolly Cougars 14-0 at the half. Other scores around the area. Thrall beating Moody 33-14. It is Bryan trailing College Station 17-7 with 3 minutes remaining in the first half. We've got, let's see, Snook beating Somerville 21-0, almost halftime there. Riesel is trailing Rosebud Lott 14-0 at the half. Let's see. Comfort is trailing Luling 28-7. The West Trojans are trailing Comanche 21-3 at the half. Boskyville is losing at the half to Crawford 20-7. We've got a big score. Franklin, the number two team in Class 3A, is just embarrassing Lexington. Not even halftime yet. 62-7 is that score.
That's almost unbelievable.
Franklin, my friends, are for real. Those Lions are for real. Hubbard beating up on Frost 48-7. It is Fairfield and Mahia locked at 21 at the half. That's a game. Also at the halftime, a tied score, Robinson and Gatesville. That's a huge district game for those teams. Navarro is tied with Wimberley 7-7 at the half. Giddings beating Smithville 21-0. Trailing Rose at the half 10-7. It is number one Refurio beating Flatonia.
Trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service.
trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
John Deere 3 E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and love seats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and fireplace extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tenio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
If you're looking to stay secure on the home front, Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron's the place for you. And during October, try a new Ultra Security Series Tulip Knob Lock Combo Set, just $15.99, while supplies last. This combo features keyed entry knob and single-cylinder deadbolt with a solid brass finish, and it'll fit your wood or metal doors. Find this great item and much more every day at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 in Cameron.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
All right, welcome back. I'm not sure how long we're down then, but nonetheless, we are back here as our halftime show continues from Stampede Stadium. I don't think we got any of our halftime scores. So our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard, we will kind of review some of the more local teams on the halftime scoreboard from Oscar Store. In Round Rock, the Dragons are beating Westwood 24-7. It is Hutto beating up on University 41-6. Hearns being shut out by Leon 46-0. Elsewhere, McGregor is shutting out Hillsboro 28-0. Thorndale is 20-14 leader over Holland at the half. And let's see, it is Valley Mills up on Itasca 37-0. Lago Vista beating Academy 14-0 in District 10 3A Division 1. The other game in this district is Rockdale beating Troy at the half in Troy 7-0. And right here, the Yeomen are up 28-0 over the Florence Buffaloes. Harker Heights beating Killeen 14-7. LaGrange up on Salado 45-0. That's a halftime score. Waco Connolly beating Lorena 26-14 at the half. And Maynor is beating Connolly Cougars 14-0. Thrall is up on Moody 33-14. Elsewhere, it is Bryan over College Station, rather, over Bryan, 24-7. That is with 10 seconds left in the first half. It is, let's see, Somerville losing to Snook 21-0. Almost halftime there. Rosebud Lott beating Riesel 14-0 with 11 minutes left in the first half. Rockdale again over Troy 7-0 at the half. Comanche beating West 21-3 at the half. Other scores, Crawford beating Boscoville 20-7. It is Franklin over Lexington 62-7 at the half. Elsewhere, it is Robinson and Gatesville tied at 7. Fairfield and Mahia are tied at 21. And Wimberley and Navarro are tied at 7, all at half. It is Giddings over Smithville 21-0. Also, Whitney is trailing Glen Rose 10-7 at the half. Refurio beating Flotonia 21-3. Taylor trailing Canyon Lake 17-14. And let's see, Waco is trailing Elgin 21-7. Georgetown trailing Dripping Springs 17-14. Belton is trailing Midway 35-13. And number two, Mark in Class 2A, beating up on Axtell 28-8 at the half. Let's see, some more local scores. Chilton 34-0 over Meridian. China Spring trailing Lampasas 20-7. At the half, it is 6-0 Chilton over Clifton over Marlin at the half, and Burnett is ahead of La Vega by 1 at the half, 14-13. Rogers beating up on Bruceville 80, 32-0. A&M Consolidated is putting it on Rudder 36-0. And Milano is tied with Bartlett at the half, 6-6. There's your halftime score presented by Oscar Store in Oscar, Texas. Now, Coach, taking care of that, let's give a listen or tell us what the coaches are talking about.
In the locker room.
In the locker room.
Well, first of all, the Florence Buffaloes, are having a little discussion in there about we've got certain plays that we're gashing Cameron pretty well. Others, we're going to have to just, you know, we can't be running them. When we get somebody open, you've got to catch the football. They had a man running wide open and dropped it for a touchdown. Really, they're going to try to contain the speed of the Cameron Yeoman. The end of this ball game is inevitable right this minute. It's pretty obvious what's going to happen. It's just how bad is it going to happen. And they're going to be trying to keep this a respectable ball game. The Cameron Yeoman were talking to an outside linebacker about not jumping off sides and giving them free 5-yard penalties. Secondary has got to, against a wing T or a slot T football team, you have got to read your keys every time. The linebackers are watching the guards, and if the guards are pulling, they're going to that hole. The secondary cannot be going to sleep and thinking about some kind of run play and letting those guys run by them. And because the quarterback has underthrown them a couple of times and we caught up and knocked them down. So Cameron Yeoman just need to come back out and continue to do what they're doing. Florence has a problem.
You might say.
Yes.
All right. We have drawn a name for our Rattlers $60 gas card that we could give away tonight if the Yeoman can score a touchdown in the third quarter, and the name is Kirby Odom. Kirby Odom. If the Yeoman can push across the goal line for 6 here in the third quarter, you'll win $60 in fuel from Rattlers at 4th and Travis in Cameron. Both teams going through their warm-ups as we are getting ready to start the second half of play. We'll be back with the second half kickoff in just a moment. Our score at the half, the Yeoman lead it 28-0.
The Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
The thought behind that was we have a lot of people listening to us on cell phones over there, and I don't want them to think that we're wrong.
From your assets to the ones you love, life insurance helps you take care of your family now and in the future. Call Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud at 254-583-2467 to find out more about life insurance products available from Texas Farm Bureau. Breathe easier knowing your family will be secure with a life insurance policy that's right for you and your family's needs. Call Connie Tyndall, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud to start protecting the things that matter most in your life.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. CameronCameron.com.
Welcome back to Stampede Stadium in Florence, Texas, as the Cameron Yeomen and the Florence Buffaloes are about to kick it off here in the third quarter. The Yeomen with a 28-0 lead after the first half. And, well, you've heard the coach's corner. Florence is in trouble, huh?
Well, they're a slot T football team that cannot throw the football, so they're going to have to drive the ball. Their only hope, their main hope is to keep the ball away from the Cameron Yeomen offense, because the Cameron Yeoman offense is going to put points on the board. So, and then the way our defense started playing there towards the end of the second quarter, we pretty well started shutting down their offense as far as faking the fullback. Of course, now if they just sit there and run behind that right side and not go anyplace else, they're doing a pretty good job on their right side against our left side. But they keep going to some other plays, and then they get lose yardage or make nothing, and they're in a bind again. So their offense right now, their defense has got to stop the Cameron Yeoman before we go put some more points on the board.
Well, Cameron Yeoman did win the toss and defer, so they'll get the ball here in the third quarter as Sakori Smith and Aaron Sims are back to receive from, it looks like that's Aaron. It's usually, there's kind of a revolving door of safeties back there for the Yeoman. But I know one Sakori Smith, that could be Aaron Sims, that could be John Washington. I think it's Aaron Sims, yeah. Back to receive the kickoff as the Buffaloes will be kicking off with the North Breeze at their back here in the third quarter and will be working toward the clock end zone here in the third. The Yeoman will be moving from our right to left into that North Breeze. Here's the kickoff. It's high and short. It's going to be fielded on a bounce by Corey Smith at the 18. He'll hand off over to Aaron Sims, who finds a seam across the 40, comes to the near side and breaks the tackle up across midfield and steps out of bounds at the Florence 48-yard line.
And so Corey Smith had a wonderful angle on the young man to really level him and give Aaron Sims about another 10 or 15 yards and went right by him and went for somebody else.
So it's first and 10 from the Florence 48-yard line to start this drive for the Yeoman. Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron, proud to support Yeoman football, supporting the youth of Milam County in academics and athletics. The Yeoman will send twin receivers to both sides. Ball is on the left hash mark as the Yeoman march to the north end zone. Reed Nickerson will take the snap. He'll hand off to Trayon Smith, who's hit about a yard past the line of scrimmage and is drugged down after about a two-yard pickup.
Well, we just busted an assignment. One of our guys was still standing up when that play was over, and his man came in from the side. So you call that a busted assignment. I guess you have to give them credit for it.
You don't want to.
I don't want to.
Trips go wide to the right, one to the left. As Nickerson takes the snap, quick pass right side. That's Aaron Sims. He's looking for some daylight. He is so quick. Finds a seam, breaks a tackle, and is out of bounds inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. And we have a flag down late at the end of the play.
Well, they hit Aaron after he was out of bounds. One of the guys went over and pushed on him, and the official was standing right there.
He was out of bounds at the 44-yard line. And the penalty is going to be marked off against the Buffaloes for personal foul. 15 yards will put it all the way down to the 29-yard line. And that's where the Yeoman will have it, first and 10 in this opening drive of the third quarter. Trips to the wide side of the field. Ball is on the right hash mark for the Yeoman. Rockdale scored early in the third. It's 14 to nothing. Rockdale over Troy. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon Smith, right side. Trayon is down inside the 30 to the 25-yard line. And they'll stop his progress at the 24, it looks like. A gain of about 5 yards. And it's second down, give him six, second down and a long four for the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the left. Vincent Vargas alone wide to the right. On a second down and a long four for the Yeoman. And Nickerson hands off again to, no, he'll keep it this time around the left side. And he's inside the 20, comes to the near sideline, the 15, and he's out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Reed Nickerson with a 14-yard run and a first and goal from the 10 for the Yeoman.
We've got a few Buffalo getting a little edgy towards the end of the play over here. Little tempers are turning loose.
Two receivers each side. Ball is on the left hash mark as the Yeoman are marching south to north. First and goal from the 10. The handoff is to Trayon Smith right up the middle. He is hit at the 5 and dives to the 2-yard line for an 8-yard gain. Gaping hole at the line of scrimmage by the Yeoman offensive line, and Trayon wasn't hit till he was at the 5-yard line. Second and goal from the 2-yard line for the Yeoman.
They see a direct snap to him.
He is lined up to the left of Nickerson in the backfield with two receivers each side. Nickerson wants to throw. Quick pass. No, he pumps and now rolls to his right. And he's going to try to run it in, and he will not get there. Down to the 1-yard line and inside the 1, close to the goal line, it will be third and goal for the Yeoman.
Those two receivers down there, all one of them had to do was just go towards the back of the end zone, and he just lobbed the ball to them. But they were both looking at him and coming back towards him, and there were the secondary.
Third and goal from the 1-yard line for the Yeoman. Oh, this is a step. This is just a routine play for Trayon Smith, isn't it? From the 1-yard line, Nickerson will keep it this time, and he is across for the score. And the Yeoman are up 34 to nothing. Opening drive took 3 minutes. Opening drive of the third quarter took 7 plays, 3 minutes, and goes 48 yards for the touchdown. And a personal foul, a big help in this one against the Buffaloes. And the Yeoman go up 34 to nothing. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. We like to say that a lot.
I know. And we're giving away a card.
Oh, that's right. We gave a $60 gas card away with that touchdown, the 1-yard run by Reed Nickerson. Here's Eric Sanchez's extra point. It is blocked. It is picked up. It's a race the other way, and John Washington runs down Freeman at the 28-yard line.
Once again, you've got to have a good snap. You've got to get the ball on the tee, and you've got to get the kick up. The snap was too high, and the man tried to get the ball on the tee, but by then they were in on top of you. So, you know, that you can't just blame it on the kicker. There's a lot goes on for an extra point.
Yes, a lot of times, that's the end result. That's kind of like, you know, blaming a loss on the quarterback, you know, because he's the visible one.
Well, your center has no blocking responsibilities on an extra point. All he has to do is snap the ball back there just above the tee, and then – you know, the guards and everybody are going to take care of him. They can't run right over him, so they're going to block. And then your holder's got the ball. If he's got it, he just puts it right there on the tee, and you got your kick. But if any of those things go wrong, it's all precision timed. And if one of them is goes astray, then the whole thing's messed up.
So the Yeoman will kick away. They will be kicking into this north breeze, but it has died down considerable since the kick opening kickoff as Jaleel Pope tees it up for the Yeoman. And we've got Freeman and Hernandez back deep. Here's the kick. It's going to be fielded by Freeman at the 20-yard line. He is up across the 30 to the 35 and up to the 40 and finally down at the 44-yard line.
Again, our kickoff coverage leaves a lot to be desired because all of a sudden you're supposed to go down the field and stay in your lanes until the ball, you know where the ball is. And all of a sudden, everybody broke to the right. The people on the left were doing their job, and there was a gigantic hole right up the middle. And the only thing that saved us was our speed.
Jonathan Watts was the on the receiving end and return of that one for the Buffalo. Slot left as Schillenberg goes under center, and he will hand off to the fullback, who is stacked up by Lance Green, the initial contact by Green. And then he gets a host of those interior yeomen in there to help him. It'll be no gain on the forward progress.
Well, he got some help that time from DeAndre Adams, too. That's your left end and your nose guard to just put a stop to that play.
Second down and 10 now for the Buffaloes. It is a slot left. Under center is Schillenberg. And he will hand off again to the tailback. That is up across midfield and down to the 49-yard line goes Garrett Gray.
Behind the right side, their offensive right side. I'm telling you, that tight end, that tackle and guard are doing a very good job for Florence on plays that go straight ahead. Now, if you start delaying by trying to bring the wing back around, that's a little different. But when they hit quick with the tailback or the fullback, the right side's doing a good job.
A 7-yard pickup, third down and 3 now for the Buffalo. Slot left as the toss is to the tailback, Hernandez, and he actually stumbles as he was trying to get around the left corner, and he will lose 3 yards back to the Buffalo 48-yard line. And it is fourth down and 6 now for the Buffaloes.
Well, we had a guy close to the play, so he gets credit for the tackle, but I'm going to tell you that he just tripped over the 45-yard line. That's all he did.
Fourth down and 6 now for the Buffaloes. They'll punt it away. Washington and Sims are back to receive the punt. There's the snap. The punt is off. It is blocked. Blocked by DeAndre Adams, and the Yeoman have recovered it and will take over at the Florence 39-yard line.
Well, I've been waiting. I've been watching. Of course, we're playing an even man line, so we don't really have a nose guard over the center. But that time we have a nose guard over the center who probably outweighs the center about 20 or 30 pounds, and he just went straight through and made the block.
So the Yeoman take over at the Florence 40-yard line, first and 10, with 6:51 left in the third quarter and a 34-0 lead. Now that was a solid block by DeAndre Adams. We did have a partial block of a punt earlier that only netted to 5 yards that set up the Cameron's second scoring drive, a one-play 25-yard run by Trayon Smith. But this was a solid block by DeAndre Adams. And a handoff to Trayon Smith. He has spun down. First time of the night that he is brought down in the backfield.
Well, once again, we've got an offensive lineman. It's so obvious when you look around and all the other linemen are on the ground and you got one standing up and his man's making the play. It'll be interesting to see what the coaches have to say in following the video.
Well, Troy has reached pay dirt and has closed the gap. It is 14-6. I guess the extra point might have missed. But Troy trailing Rockdale 14-6. Trips go wide to the right. The handoff is to Trayon Smith again, right up the middle. He breaks into the secondary, inside the 30, coming to the near side of the 20, and wrestled down from behind at the 15-yard line goes Trayon Smith,
who ran right out of his shoe.
27 yards on the run by Trayon Smith, and it's first and 10 for the Yeoman.
Good blocking that time by the entire offensive line.
And from the 15-yard line, the Yeoman will send Sakori Smith wide to the left along with Aaron Sims, Jordan Wells. I'm so used to saying that through the years. Here's the handoff, though, again to Trayon on a kind of an indecisive handoff by Reed Nickerson.
Yeah, I think Nickerson was trying to ride him in and pull the ball, and Trayon got hold of it, and finally Nickerson just let go, but it ruined the timing.
So a loss of a yard. It's second down and 11 for the Yeoman from the 16-yard line. Two receivers each side. Ball is on the left hash mark as the Yeoman move toward the north end zone. And a direct snap to Trayon Smith this time, and he is inside the 15 down to the 10-yard line. A gain of about, they'll mark him down at the 11, so give him 5 yards, and it's second down and 6 now for the Yeoman. Make that third down and 6.
Lots of room over there on the right-hand side. We've got the ball on the left hash mark, and we've got a lot of green grass on the right with speed.
Two receivers to each side. And it's second down and 6 from the 11. And Nickerson pumps once to the left, and now he is going to be sacked. Back outside the 20. Let's see where they give him a forward progress all the way back to the 23-yard line.
Well, that play was supposed to go to the left. And when it wasn't there, instead of throwing the ball away, he tried to go back to the right. And, of course, none of the linemen over there knew that he was coming to the right, so a man got loose.
And the Yeoman will try to make a 40-yard field goal as they'll put the tee down in between the hash marks at just outside the 30. I guess statistically this would be a 41-yard attempt by Eric Sanchez. And the snap is back and good. The kick is up, and it is
short.
It was in line, according to what we could tell, but it was short. And the Yeoman have been turned away for basically the first time tonight.
That's correct.
They had it down at the 10-yard line where it was first and goal. But couldn't punch it in. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So a 41-yard attempt by Sanchez. Apparently, Coach, he makes those in practice or they wouldn't have tried that.
That's true.
So the Buffaloes will take over from their own 24, and they'll go left side. That is Hernandez, who gets back up to the 25-yard line. That is a 1-yard pickup. It's second down and 9 for the Buffaloes.
You don't want to run sideways against the Cameron Yeoman. I'm telling you now, you want to run straight at them. That's where they've had all their success.
Slot left, and the handoff is to the slot, Ortiz, and he was slung to the ground by Jesse Valdez in the backfield. That's just a man slinging a boy around is what it looked like, a loss of about 2 yards back to the 23, and it's third and 11.
I don't know if we had a stun on where he slanted inside or if somebody just busted an assignment, but the back is going to want to have a talk with somebody.
Yeah. Let's see, a slot left on a third and 11, and the handoff is to Hernandez around the left side, and he is going to be up to about the 28-yard line. So about a 5-yard pickup, but it still sets up fourth and long. They need about 6 yards, and the punting unit comes on.
Cameron Yeoman are going to end up with great field position once again.
Punting unit is on for the Buffaloes on a fourth down and 6. You know, at this point in the season, at this point in the game, Coach, what do you have to lose to fake punt here?
Just the score being run up.
Here's the punt, though. It's high, wobbly, end over end, fielded by John Washington at the 35. He's up to the 40, comes to the near side, now is wrestled at the, he's giving up ground to try to get loose, and he can't. He was all the way up to the 45, but is slung down back at the 36-yard line, the 35-yard line, as a matter of fact. He gave up 10 yards in trying to get free.
I think you just discovered why he's not one of our regular punt return guys. That was not a good decision he made.
A minute 40 left here in the third quarter, and the Yeomen are up 34 to nothing, and they have the ball at their own 35-yard line.
You know, for the most part, this has been a pretty penalty-free ball game.
Twins go to both sides. Ball is on the right hash mark. Nickerson will take a high snap, wants to throw right, and now he's going to throw downfield and overthrows Vincent Vargas, almost intercepted.
Well, that play was messed up from the very beginning. The snap was too high, and he got the ball and got to looking. The receivers didn't appear to know what to do when the snap was too high, and that almost turned into a disaster.
Well, Rockdale Tigers have answered back Troy's touchdown with one of their own. It's 21-6 in Troy at the moment. 35-yard line, second down and 10 for the Yeomen. On the right hash mark, twin receivers each side. As Nickerson will hand off to Trayon Smith. He's hit in the backfield. Still on his feet, but he will lose 3, maybe 4, maybe 5 yards.
Well, for some reason, the Cameron Yeoman offensive line just was not there on this play. I don't know what they were thinking about, but the purple shirts were just all over Trayon before he even had a prayer.
Well, you know, the officials are not awarding any type of forward progress tonight, and he was hit up at the 33, and they mark him back where he actually went down at the 30. So a 5-yard loss by Trayon Smith, and it's third down and 15. Nickerson looking to air this one out as there are twin receivers to each side and what, 7 men in the box defensively for the Buffaloes. Dropping back, there's the draw play. As Trayon breaks a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. He's across midfield racing down the sidelines. He could score, one man to beat. Trayon Smith at the 10. Darts inside, makes it to the end zone. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman, 70 yards by Trayon Smith.
Well, when he broke the two would-be tacklers about the two after he'd picked up 2 or 3 yards, we've got a melee going on down in the end zone. There's flags flying, and the officials are taking off down there. Something happened after the Yeoman scored, and I don't know what it was, but a lot of purple shirts are down there, and so are the officials. The touchdown will count, but there's going to be some unsportsmanlike conduct for somebody.
Yeah, it's probably going to be offsetting as the white and purple jerseys were mingling together down in the end zone, and the coaches were all coming out. Everything's broken up now, and the teams are back at their respective locations. But there could even be some
ejection. Is that what you're thinking?
Ejections. I'm watching the officials as they huddle down there.
Hopefully it's not one of the white jerseys, because we just went down and scored a touchdown, and there's no reason for anybody to get a personal foul or unsportsmanlike conduct for any reason. We just scored a touchdown.
Well, it would have been in retaliation, if anything. Obviously, the Yeoman had nothing to be frustrated about. But the Buffaloes have everything to be frustrated about. 40-0 is our new score with the extra point coming up, but officials are still talking about what happened and to who and what the consequences will be.
Well, you remember I mentioned earlier in the third quarter they were getting a little testy. Even when we would run out of bounds, it was a little conversation, a little extracurricular bumping of each other and so forth. They were getting a little testy then, and as the score starts mounting, here's the call.
Here's the call. It's unsportsmanlike against the Yeoman.
Oh,
and unsportsmanlike against the Yeoman. and a Yeoman was ejected.
Oh, that is so I'm sorry.
So,
I'm sorry, Yeoman fans. That is so ridiculous.
Well, let's see. There were 2 motions against the Yeoman and 1 ejection motion against the Yeoman. And I don't know that the officials might not have gotten this wrong.
I hope they did. But it doesn't appear so.
We'll see who is ejected. As the Yeomen are lining up for an extra point, the apparently it's not even going to be an offsetting penalty here.
Well, if they surely they're not going to enforce it on the kickoff.
The head ref is talking to Coach Rhodes at the moment. And
just have to wait and see.
Have to wait and see. We may not know until the next offensive play for the Yeoman who that will be, and we may even see some substitutes come in, so we may still not know. But nonetheless, there was a motion by the head ref that one of the Cameron Yeoman ejected from the game.
I think I have spotted the guy on the side because they are all having a talk with him and grabbing him by the jersey and pulling him back towards the bench.
Yeah.
We've identified the culprit.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see. Eric Sanchez will try to put this ball through and make this a 41-0 game. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it is good. And, boy, when everything works right on that extra point, it looks good.
It's a beauty. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Off the foot of Eric Sanchez, the Yeomen go up 41-0, a 70-yard scamper by tailback Trayon Smith. He is adding to his totals tonight. That was a three-play, 65-yard drive, but a 70-yard run because Trayon had lost yardage, 5 yards, on the previous play. 70 yards on the run, a 65-yard drive, though, and the Yeomen are up 41-0. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, that is your sixth one of the night.
That's correct. Now, you know, if they step this off on the kickoff, the Cameron Yeoman will be 30. Well, first it'll be 15, and then it'll be half the distance to the goal line. So I don't know where we're going to kick off from. But we have had a player ejected from the ball game after scoring a touchdown.
After Trayon. No, it wasn't Trayon Smith.
Oh, no.
After the Cameron Yeoman scored a touchdown, a Cameron player ejected.
And I notice we have somebody else snapping the ball over, so we're getting ready to see a bunch of substitutes, I think, on offense anyhow.
Well, the Yeoman will kick it off from the 25-yard line now. As they've marked off 15 yards for the unsportsmanlike penalty.
Now watch this.
That's one penalty. And now they're going to get marked off again to the 12.5-yard line. And that's where the Yeoman, I don't think I've ever seen a kickoff this deep.
Nope.
Unless it's a, you know, even a safety's kicked off from the 20, isn't it?
Yes.
The 12.5-yard line is where that Jaleel Pope will tee the ball up from.
Well, their safeties are lined up on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, they've marked it at the 12. 28 seconds left here in the third quarter. Our third quarter tonight has been brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics of Cameron. Here's the kickoff. It's a good one, though. It is picked up by Watts at the 37-yard line, and he is up across the 40 to the 45-yard line, and a flag comes down.
Well, a block in the back. Somebody got Washington. Uh-oh. Flags are flying again.
Coach Rhodes is out there telling his team to get to the sideline.
Gentlemen, there's just no excuse
and,
for this.
Things are becoming a little out of hand here.
It makes no difference what the other team says to you or does to you. If you don't retaliate, the flag is against them.
Rockdale has gone up 28-6 over Troy. So Rockdale extending their lead now. And and the penalty flags all over the field, and another huddle by the men in the stripes.
Well, look at the Cameron Yeoman huddled over there on the sideline around all the coaches who are really giving them a going over.
Yeah, Coach Rhodes has his team on a knee on the sidelines, and he is giving them the 1-2. Well, you could probably be really quiet and hear that lecture from here.
I'll tell you what.
He is shaking his finger, and he is walking back and forth, and he has let them have it.
Well, the original penalty down here was a block on John Washington in the back, and that's what the penalty was going to be. Now, I don't know what those other flags are, but all of a sudden we had this melee going on around the 45-yard line, and Coach Rhodes and his staff were very, very upset.
All right, the Yo fans have liked something that went on over there. I don't know if it was an indication by the officials or an appreciation of what happened on the sidelines there with the coach and the team. But,
I think that's what it was. I really do.
But with 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter, the Buffaloes will have the ball. We're just not sure yet where because of the penalty flags. But our third quarter, as I was mentioning, brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron, proud supporters of the Cameron Yeoman, both academically and in athletics. 41-0 is our score here. Yeoman have nothing to be frustrated about.
Absolutely not.
And they have had double personal foul penalties and an ejection.
Well,
and now we don't know what these flags are.
I'm hoping that the Cameron Yeoman fans will understand what I'm talking about when I say you have got to think about your football team before you think about yourself.
There was even a flag, down here at the 10-yard line.
Offsides. We were offsides on the kickoff.
On the kickoff, we were offsides. We're going to have to redo this one.
Personal foul.
It is personal foul against both teams that offset, but the offsides penalty, well, it won't be enforced either. We'll just re-kick it.
Yeah, we're going to re-kick from the 7-yard line.
No, I think the penalties just offset themselves, don't they? Well, now they're
the offsides.
Well, why are they putting the tee down up here?
I do not know, because this was going to be a block in the back on Washington right here. And all of a sudden, they have forgotten all about that penalty.
Well, I think they've forgotten that we kicked off at the 12-yard line.
I think they have, too.
Let's see. Where are they going to put the tee down? Jaleel Pope is standing at the 27 waiting. And they're going to put the tee down at the 27-yard line. So I'm not really sure how they arrived at that.
I have no idea.
But from the 12 to the 27, the Yeoman gained 15 yards on this re-kick.
On an offsides penalty.
I don't know. I don't know how they did that.
We have seen some interesting things this year.
But obviously, in the penalty stats, it's 15 yards against Florence. Offsides against the Yeoman. Holding against the Buffaloes. Offset. Personal foul and sportsmanlike conduct against the Buffaloes is enforced. There's your call. So the Yeoman did not get a personal foul on that one. The Buffaloes did, and that's the penalty that was assessed 15 yards from the 12 out to the 27. And Jaleel Pope will kick it away, and this game's going to last till midnight at this rate.
Not if the team in white will keep their cool. We'll get a lot of yards.
41-0. Here's the kick by Pope, and it's going to be fielded at the 29-yard line by Hernandez. He has hit hard at the 43. And that's going to do it.
Yep, there was another one.
And there comes another flag.
Well, number 50, let me see what his number is. 55 just came in and popped to Cameron Yeoman right in the middle of the back after the ball player was down. Ball carrier, excuse me.
44-yard line is where the tackle was made. A flag comes in, and this is going to be a personal foul on sportsmanlike conduct against the Buffaloes. And he is ejected. So the Buffaloes have an ejected player as well.
Well, I think the officials have said, we've had enough of this. And any more personal fouls like this that are flagrant, you're going to be sent out of the ball game. They've had enough.
So the ball is back at the 29-yard line as the Buffaloes prepare for their final play probably of this third quarter and trail the Yeomen 41-0. And, boy, things have really gotten ugly here late in the third quarter. I think Coach Rhodes has his team in check, though, and I don't think you'll see any more of that from the men in white. Slot left, Schillenberg goes under center, and he will hand off to the tailback who is hit and dropped. That is about a three-yard gain by Garrett Gray.
Good job by Mr. Green, made that tackle.
Second down and seven now for the Yeomen. And we have the end of the third quarter. That's going to do it for the third. After three, the Yeomen lead it 41-0. We're back with the fourth in just a moment. This is Yo Football on the Range.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Stampede Stadium in Florence, where things got a little heated there toward the end of the third quarter. A couple of ejections on separate plays, three or four personal foul penalties, and the officials are now taking no lip from anybody.
No, in fact, the coach from Florence and Coach Rhodes have gone out meeting with the officials, and they're having a conversation about whatever's been going on.
Yeah, the head coach from Florence goes all the way over to the Yo sideline to talk to Coach Rhodes. And you got to know that neither one of these coaches like what they saw there toward the end of the third quarter. Second down and seven for the Buffaloes. They'll send twin receivers wide to the right. Under center goes Schillenberg. A different look here. A fumble snap, and Schillenberg will just keep it and get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard more.
One of their better plays.
And it's third down and six now for the Buffaloes.
I'm not kidding you. If he'd have handed that ball up, they were getting ready to lose about 3 yards because the Cameron Yeomen were all over the guy he was going to hand it to.
We have switched sides as the Buffaloes are now moving right to left or from south to north here at Stampede Stadium. Third down and six, slot left. Schillenberg will hand off the tailback. He is hit hard. Before he even gets back to the line of scrimmage, he is going to lose 3 yards. Again, the officials are not recognizing forward progress at all tonight.
Nope.
And they are marking the ball where the ball carrier is actually down to the ground. And that was a 3-yard loss. It's fourth and nine. But they're calling it both ways. So. So it's as long as it's fair to both teams. Here's the punt now as John Washington is back to receive the punt, and it's a low-line drive punt that will actually take a neutral bounce, and Washington tries to pick it up at the 40 and sneak one through, and he'll lose a yard by doing so. Ball had almost rolled dead when Washington picked it up. Well, the Yeomen will start this drive from their own 4-yard line, maybe the 43. That forward progress thing is non-existent tonight. So it'll be from the 43-yard, rather the 38-yard line that I'm looking at.
Well, it appears to me that we have we still have some regular guys, some first-teamers in there, but I guess he's gone back with the first unit.
Wins to both sides for the Yeomen. From the 38-yard line, John Washington, the running back, will get the handoff, and he will not get back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, he's trying to run sideways. Treyon's made all of his yards by going up into the line and then breaking to the outside. And then trying to run laterally. All right, we've got a new quarterback in. Jacob Smitherman has gone in at quarterback for Nickerson.
Well, he's got his brace on. Does that mean we're going to run the ball?
I think so.
Okay, Smitherman has trips to the right, one man to the left, high snap, handoff to Washington. Washington is up to the 39-yard line and fighting for yardage up to the possibly the 40.
Once again.
And a flag comes in. That was about a 2-yard run by Washington to the 40-yard line. We'll see what the flag is. Personal foul, face mask against the Buffaloes. And that'll be a first and 10 for the Yeoman as it moves the ball all the way across midfield to the Buffalo 45-yard line.
Well, all the things that the Buffaloes have been having trouble with and they didn't have trouble with in the first half have hit them here in the second half.
41 to nothing is our score. 9:29 left in the ball game. Twin receivers go to both sides for Smitherman with, I think that's Trayon back in at running back. Smitherman, well, no, that's Washington. He'll get the handoff. He's hit at the line and driven back. No gain.
Well, we've got some one or two fresh jerseys in there.
So Sakori Smith is wide to the left. Along with twins come to the near side as well. And Smitherman will take the snap. He's going to throw. No, it's a draw play to Washington right up the middle. He's got room. He's across the 40, the 35, the 30, inside the 25, and stumbles down at the 21-yard line. John Washington on a 24-yard run sets the Yeoman up just outside the Buffalo red zone.
Offensive line did a pretty good job there of not letting anybody touch him. And when he got in that secondary, those linebackers don't have the speed to stay with him.
First and 10 from the 21-yard line for the Yeoman. They'll send twin receivers to both sides. As Smithman will hand off to Washington again over left side, and Washington is inside the 20, down to about the 18-yard line. Jorge Martinez, one of the wide receivers now for the Yeoman, wearing number 12. Second down and 8 now for the Yeoman from inside the Buffalo 20 at the 19. Clock rolling, under 7.5 minutes to play. As Wells and Vargas wide to the right, Martinez and Smith wide to the left. Smitherman is going to hand off again to Washington. Washington inside the 15, or at the 15 before he's driven back. And it'll be third down and 4 for the Yeoman.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Three of the offensive linemen are not starters that are in the ball game right this minute.
Third down and 4 for the Yeoman. As John Washington is to the left of Smitherman in the backfield. Here's the snap, and it's a reverse play to Jordan Wells, and he is down near the 10-yard line. He needs the 10 for the first. I think he got it according to the judge on the far side, and a flag comes in late. This will be another personal foul against somebody because it was after the play. Personal foul, sportsmanlike, against the Buffaloes. And let's see. The play resulted in what appeared to be a first down at the 10-yard line, and then half the distance to the goal will mark it to the 4-yard line, where it will be first and goal for the Yeoman.
Well, Florence had no penalties in the first half, They now have 5 15-yarders here in the second half.
First and goal for the Yeomen from the 4-yard line. Washington to the right of Smitherman in the backfield. Twins to both sides. And Smitherman will hand off to Washington right up the middle. And he is near the goal line, and he is in for the score. John Washington. And another flag, and this might be a little taunting after the touchdown.
I believe that Mr. Washington just got himself a 15-yard penalty.
Now that's the case, but it was after the touchdown, so the touchdown will count as Washington clearly had scored before he came up and did the taunting or celebration. But that's going to be, well, it looks like they're going to see. It's going to be marked off at the kickoff. 5:55 left in the ballgame. 47-0 is our score, as now Jordan Wells will hold where John Washington normally does for Eric Sanchez for the extra point. And the snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is good. And with 5:55 left in the game, our new score, the Cameron Yeoman over the Florence Buffaloes, 48-0. This is Yo Football on the Range.
Hi, I'm Jason Donock with Ebco Development. At Ebco Development, we want to help you plan for the future. If you have plans for a new office space, residential construction, or a total remodel, Ebco Development is ready to give you a free estimate to help you make plans for that future project now. Ebco Development provides complete commercial and residential construction and roofing. So give us a call first at 254-697-2186. 697-2186. Ebco Development. Let's see what we can build together.
All right, welcome back here at Stampede Stadium, where it's been all Cameron Yeoman since that opening drive by the Buffaloes. They missed a possible touchdown in their opening drive on a fourth down play, a wide receiver running wide open at the end zone, and he just dropped it. And that's been the closest thing they've had to a score, as the Yeoman have been in control since. It's 48-0. And the Yeoman will tee it up from the, probably the 25 after the unsportsmanlike following the touchdown. Ball is at the 40. And they will call the unsportsmanlike penalty against the Yeoman and move it back to the 25, and that's where the Yeoman will kick it off from.
I mentioned to Joe just after we came back that we've had 8 15-yard penalties here in the second half alone.
Well, it has also slowed this game down to a crawl. And what was moving along at a pretty nice pace. Jaleel Pope will tee it up from the 25. Got a game going on over in Academy now. The Bumblebees are battling back. 19-13 is the score there with 9:47 left in the fourth. Hernandez and Watts back at their 30 to receive the kickoff. And Watts is backed all the way to the 24 before he hauls it in. Goes right up the gut. That's not Watts, but he is across midfield down to the 40, the 39-yard line of the Yeoman on a great return by Grayson Decker. To the Yo 39-yard line. First and 10 for the Buffaloes. Slot left. Schillenberg goes under center, sends the slot in motion, but the handoff, no, Schillenberg will, hand off. I think that was probably Hernandez on the carry. Nope, that wasn't Hernandez. That was Garrett Gray, and he'll get about 3 yards.
I think we've got an injured Cameron Yeoman.
Yes, we do. That is
number
Jaylon Bryant, yeah, is kind of hobbling off, but under his own power. I think he's favoring his right leg. And back to play. Ortiz goes in motion from the slot. This is a pass play over the middle, and this one is picked. It's caught in between two Yo defenders at the 20 and down to the 14, and another flag comes in. I don't know how he got he caught that one. In all kinds of traffic.
That's got to be a face mask.
But, yeah, at the end of the play, a flag comes in, and here comes the head rep to tell us. It is a face mask against the Yeoman on the tackle. So from the 14, it'll go to the, well, they're going to mark it at the 7-yard line, first and goal for the Buffaloes. First and goal from the 7. To the line of scrimmage, the Buffaloes will go slot left as Schellenberg will hand off, hit at the 5, and driven back a couple on the carry, and it's second and goal from the 5. Hernandez on the carry for the Buffaloes.
I sure wish we didn't have Jacob Smitherman in there at safety right this minute. I tell you, this game is won, and that's the only backup quarterback we've got.
To the line of scrimmage, slot left, I formation. And the handoff is to the tailback. That is Hernandez, and he is in the end zone for the touchdown. Four yards by Hernandez. And the Buffaloes have finally reached Pater with 4:08 left in the ball game. That's twice, Coach, that the Yeoman have lost their shutout bid late in a ball game.
Well, they don't have all their starters in the ball game either. That makes a difference.
Here's the extra point, and it is up, and it is good by Schellenberg. And with that 4:08 remaining, our new score, the Cameron Yeoman well in command here, 48-7. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Edward Jones is proud to sponsor the Cameron Yeoman. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. I'm Melanie Sheffield, your Cameron Financial Advisor. Now is the time to make investments that can grow to provide money for the ever-rising cost of college. For a free college cost analysis, call me at 697-6511 or stop by my office at 315 South Houston. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
All right, welcome back as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Buffaloes of Florence 48-7. The Buffaloes just put together a three-play, 39-yard drive, a 22-yard pass connection, the big play in this one. And they finally scratch Pater for the first time tonight. And we'll have to kick it off to the Yeoman. 4:08 remaining in the game. Yeoman will keep it on the ground and pick up a few first downs and go home.
Unless Florence decides to onside kick.
We'll still keep it on the ground.
If we get it.
Well, obviously, Yeoman are anticipating something of the sort.
So you better get ready because they're going to do it.
Yeah, here we go. There's the onside kick, and the Yeoman wait till it goes 10 and falls right on it. And that's just great execution there by the Yeo receiving team as DeAndre Adams.
Yes, sir.
Smothers it at the 50-yard line. So the Yeoman will have it first and 10 from the 50-yard line. 4 minutes even left in the game. 48-7 is our score. A lot of new faces in that offensive line, but most of the skilled players, with the exception of the quarterback, Jacob Smitherman, is starters for the Yeoman. I always resented that skill player deal.
I know you did.
Here's the handoff to Washington, who is getting the boatload of the work here late in the game to keep it on the ground. He'll lose about a half a yard on that carry.
All those clean white jerseys out there
are staying
that are
clean.
In there, yeah, are staying clean because they don't have anybody on the ground.
We'll call it no gain. Second and 10 for the Yeoman from midfield. Twin receivers again to each side. Ball is in between the hash marks. Smitherman takes the snap, and he hands off again to Washington right up the middle. Washington breaks the tackle across the 45 and spins down to the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards for John Washington.
Let's have a talk with Jacob Smitherman.
Uh-oh.
He handed the football off, and then he goes up in there and tries to lead the ball carrier carrying the ball. He's just coming back from an injured shoulder. He does hand the ball off and get out of the way, boy.
Third down and 2 now for the Yeoman. Again, the Yeoman spread it out with two receivers each side. And the snap, direct snap to John Washington. And he is going to have the first across the 40 down to the 35, 34-yard line and turned around at the 33. Nine yards on the carry by John Washington, and it moves the chains for the Yeoman and keeps the clock rolling. We're down to 2:10 left in the game.
Well, I don't think you're going to see anything besides that, just like you said earlier. Just going to run it, run it, run it.
What you don't want to do is have someone get hurt in this situation. So even though you're running it, you've got to do it 100%. Here's the snap to Smitherman and a reverse to Jordan Wells around the left side. And Wells is on his way inside the 20, down to the 15. And that's where he's down, first and 10 from the 15-yard line inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone. It's another Anderle Lumber Company, first and 10.
Fine tackle by one of the safeties, number 5 from Florence, because if he doesn't make that play, it's 6 points.
...18 yards on that carry by Jordan Wells on the reverse play. And we have a timeout on the field. We'll take a 30. No, we better keep it right here. They're coming back. 48-7 is our score. There is a minute 41 left in the ball game. And the Yeoman in a drive that began back at midfield. Just keeping it on the ground. And the Yeoman will now go into a victory formation. As with the first and 10, they can take three knees and run the clock out. Smitherman will take a knee. Back at the 27. And we're back to a minute 25 left in the game. And the Yeoman will use every second off of that play clock. The Buffaloes, I think, have one timeout remaining, but really no sense in using that. This is kind of a mercy call by the Yeoman, who probably could have pushed in another score and put a 50 spot on the Buffaloes, but from the victory formation, Smitherman will take another knee. And it's going to take one more knee because there's about 10 seconds between the play clock and the game clock. But nonetheless, this one is going to be in the books as the Cameron Yeoman will go to 5-4 on the season and will go to 3-1 in district play with one game remaining. It's all coming down to that one next week for seeding as the Rockdale Tigers look like they're going on to beat Troy, which would have definitely helped the Yeoman's cause if Troy could have pulled that one off. But Academy is battling back against Lago Vista late in the game. That's the final play as Smitherman takes the final knee and the final seconds tick off of the clock. Our final here from Stampede Stadium in Florence. The Yeoman put it on the Buffaloes 48-7. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch. We're back with our post-game show in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
Not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Mark Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908. Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
Fall's perfect for getting cozy, and that makes it the perfect time to call Cox's Heating and AC for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252 today. That's 254-697-4252 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLB-009432E. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Michael Morton spent 25 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. County officials fought his request for DNA testing. Former Justice Diane Henson and others ruled it must be tested, and it proved Morton innocent.
A judge should only have one goal, to stand up for the truth and to do the right thing.
Diane Henson, the courage to do what's right. Diane Henson for Chief Justice, 3rd Court of Appeals.
Paid for by the Diane Henson campaign.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their 3 locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank and Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Stampede Stadium, where the Cameron Yeoman dominated tonight 48-7. Let's check in with our statistician, Chandler Barton, for the final numbers for the night.
Okay, here are your stats from tonight's game. The Yeoman completed 13 first downs, and they completed 9 out of 13 passes with no interceptions. The Yeoman threw for 136 yards and rushed for 191 yards for a total of 327 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeoman was Sakori Smith with 166-yard reception for a touchdown. The leading rusher for the Yeoman was Trayon Smith with 184 rushing yards off 16 carries and 3 touchdowns. The Yeoman had 6 penalties for a total of 77 yards and no fumbles. The Buffaloes completed 7 first downs, and they completed 2 out of 6 passes with 1 interception. They threw for 37 yards and rushed for 117 yards. For a total of 154 yards on the game. The leading receiver for the Buffaloes was Troy Schober with 37 receiving yards off of 2 receptions. The leading rusher for the Buffaloes was Garrett Gray with 84 rushing yards. The Buffaloes had 5 penalties for a total of 75 yards and no fumbles in the ballgame.
All right, there you go with the final stats for tonight's game as the Cameron Yeoman again victorious here in Stampede Stadium 48-7. And go to 4-3, 5-4 on the season, and 3-1 in district play. And of course, we will get some final scores for you in our Friday night finals on the rest of the games in the district, as well as around Central Texas. Right now, let's take a look at some of the highlights of tonight's game. as the Cameron Yeoman won the toss. They elected to defer, so the Buffaloes would take it first. And really, their most impressive drive started back at their own 28-yard line. They drove 11 plays down to about the 27-yard line of the Yeoman. They had a fourth down and five or six, and they threw a long pass right into the arms of a receiver in the end zone, and he dropped it. Nobody else around but him. And the ball went over on downs at the Yo 27-yard line. But they were forced to punt after three plays, and the Buffaloes would get the ball back. Drive down again, but a 47-yard field goal attempt on this drive would fail. And then the Yeoman quit messing around. They went down to business. Started from their own 30. They go two plays, 70 yards. And the big play was the 66-yard Sakori Smith, touchdown catch and run. Dropping straight back is Nickerson. He throws to the left. It is caught by Sakori Smith, breaks the tackle, and he's off to the races.
It's over.
Nobody's going to catch Sakori Smith. He will go the distance. That is 66 yards and a touchdown for the Yeoman. And the Yeoman were up after the extra point was good. The Buffaloes would be forced to punt after three plays, and this one was partially blocked and netted only 5 yards. And the Yeoman had the ball in a short field at the Buffalo 25-yard line. And the first play from scrimmage, a handoff from Nickerson to Trayon Smith, who just darted right up the middle untouched for a 25-yard touchdown run. And the handoff is to Trayon Smith right up the gut. He is inside the 10. He will coast for the touchdown. And an extra point bobbled snap would result in a two-point conversion as the holder, John Washington, would roll out to the left and throw a two-point conversion. I believe the receiving end of that two-point conversion was Trey Lewis, and the Yeoman were up 15-0. Florence would put together another pretty impressive long play drive of 12 plays that started at their own 49-yard line, but the O defense would finally stiffen up and turn the ball over on downs, and the Yeoman would go back to work from their own 5-yard line. That's where they held the Buffaloes at, and they would go 95 yards in 10 plays. Now, Aaron Sims, the big man on this drive, with catches of 24 yards and 27 yards in this drive, and it was capped off by a 15-yard Trayon Smith run. First and 10 for the Yeoman. Inside the 10, the 5, touchdown, Trayon Smith. That was from 15 yards out, and the Yeoman were up 21-0 after the extra point failed. The Buffaloes would have the ball back with a minute 33 left in the half, and on a third play from this drive, would throw a long pass downfield that was picked off by, Johnny Alexander.
Johnny Alexander.
At midfield. And the Yeoman would have 17 seconds to work with. On the first play of this drive, a 41-yard pass down to the 9-yard line to Vincent Vargas from Reed Nickerson. And with two seconds left on the clock, Reed Nickerson would roll out to his right and find Aaron Sims in the end zone for the touchdown. Well, Nickerson is rolling to his right, and he finds some space over on the right side and throws it. Touchdown. Aaron Sims in the corner of the end zone. And the score would be 28-0 after the extra point was good, and that was the final play of the first half, 28-0. The Yeoman had the lead. Then the Yeoman would get the ball in their first possession of the second half, would go 7 plays, 48 yards, capped by a 1-yard Reed Nickerson touchdown run. From the 1-yard line, Nickerson will keep it this time, and he is across for the score. And the Yeoman would go up 34-0. The extra point would fail as Florence would come back on a 3-and-out. They would have to punt, and this punt was blocked by DeAndre Adams. And the Yeoman would take over at the Buffalo 40-yard line. But the Yeoman couldn't come up with points in this drive and would attempt a 41-yard field goal that was on target but short, and the Buffaloes would take back over. After three plays, the Buffaloes would have to punt again, and the Yeoman would put together their 6th scoring drive of the night. This one was a quick one from the Yo 35-yard line. They would go 65 yards, but on the second play of this drive, Trayon Smith would lose 5 yards, so they were 70 yards out when Smith took the draw play right up the gut. Trayon breaks a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. He's across midfield racing down the sidelines. He could score, one man to beat. Trayon Smith at the 10, darts inside, makes it to the zone. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman. 70 yards on that run by Trayon Smith, and the Yeoman were up 41 to nothing. Again, the Buffaloes would be 3 and out, and the Yeoman would go to work one more time. This would start from their own 38-yard line. It took them 7 plays to go 62 yards. A 24-yard Washington run in this play, and it was capped by a 5-yard John Washington run for the touchdown. First and goal for the Yeoman from the 4-yard line. Washington to the right of Smitherman in the backfield. Twins to both sides. And Smitherman will hand off to Washington right up the middle, and he is near the goal line, and he is in for the score. Yeoman would go up 48 to nothing at that point with 5:41 left in the game. That's when the Buffaloes would put together their only scoring drive after a great kickoff return to the Yeo 39-yard line. It took the Buffaloes 3 plays, a 22-yard pass connection, set up a 4-yard Hernandez touchdown run, and the Buffaloes would get on the board with 4 minutes left in the game, 48-7. But the Yeoman would keep the ball from that point on, picking up a couple of first downs, finally going into the victory formation and putting this one into the books. 48-7 is our final. We'll be back with more on our post-game show in a moment. You're listening to Yo Football on the Ranch.
Michael Morton spent 25 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. County officials fought his request for DNA testing. Former Justice Diane Henson and others ruled it must be tested, and it proved Morton innocent.
A judge should only have one goal, to stand up for the truth and to do the right thing.
Diane Henson, the courage to do what's right. Diane Henson for Chief Justice, 3rd Court of Appeals.
Paid for by the Diane Henson Campaign.
With more than 100...
Yeah, I don't want them to do anything anyhow.
Welcome back to Stampede Stadium. As the Cameron Yeoman win here 48-7, other district games tonight, Rockdale goes on to beat Troy 28-6, and the Academy Bumblebees are roaring. They have come from behind to beat Lago Vista tonight 28-25, and that sets up a chance for the Academy Bumblebees to play for the district title next week against the Yeoman. If they could pull that off, they would be the top seed in the district.
I mean to tell you.
About that. So it's going to be a war at Yeo Stadium next Friday night because the Cameron Yeoman could win that game and hold on to a tie or a share of the district title with Rockdale, who plays Florence next week. And, of course, Rockdale will be the top seed by head-to-head. So it's going to be a big game next week at Yeo Stadium. We'll have more scores for you coming up in our Friday night finals when we leave the stadium here. Right now, let's take care of some more business. Coach, let's look at our play of the game.
Trayon Smith, 70-yard TD run.
All right. Yeah, that that would do it. That was actually, let's see if I can find. That was the sixth highlight, Brett. Trayon Smith, the Yeoman were up 34 to nothing and had the ball at their own 30-yard line where it was third down and 15 for the Yeoman. Trayon Smith gets the handoff on the draw play, races to the sideline, and goes the entire 70 yards for the score. Here it is. Trayon breaks a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. He's across midfield racing down the sidelines. He could score, one man to beat. Trayon Smith at the 10, darts inside, makes it to the zone. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman. 70 yards on that run by Trayon Smith. There is your play of the game. Tonight's play of the game brought to you by Buckholz State Bank. Don't play around with finances. Visit one of the friendly local banks of Buckholz State Bank and Buckholz Cameron and Rogers. Now on to our MVP, Coach.
Well, it's got to go to Trayon Smith. He carried the ball 16 times for 186 yards and 3 touchdowns.
That's more than a first down every time he touched the ball.
That's correct.
Our MVP, Trayon Smith, Cameron's running back. Tonight, Standards Lifecycle Solutions' most valuable player. Standards Lifecycle Solutions, the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Lifecycle Solutions, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Well, that's going to about wrap it up for us. I think we've taken care of our business here, and we will, well, it kind of sets the stage for a big showdown in Week 10.
I mean to tell you, and who would have ever thought at the beginning of the season that the Academy Bumblebees would be coming into Cameron Yoe Field and playing for the district championship?
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen as the Bees knocked off Rockdale. They lost to Troy. That's their only district loss. Then they come back and beat Rockdale. Then they come from behind tonight and beat Lago Vista. And a win next week over the Yeoman would make them the top seed in the district, representing District 10-3A Division 1 in the playoffs.
So, high school football is interesting, isn't it?
It sure is. Why they play the games at every level, as a matter of fact. That's exactly why they play the games. Well, we want to say thanks to our sports team tonight. Brett Eberhardt back at the studios. Jerry Bethel on the sideline snapping the camera for KMIL.com. To Josh Smitherman running our field mic tonight, which obviously we didn't have operating tonight because of interference.
We're close to Austin.
Yeah. And a big thanks to Chandler Barton, our sports team statistician up here in the booth. And most of all, thanks to all of our sponsors that made this broadcast possible. Remember, Friday Night Finals is next here on 105.1 The Ranch. Brett will have all the scores from Central Texas teams in action tonight. Our streaming services tonight have been provided by VVM Internet Services of Temple. For Ed Colley, I'm Joe Smitherman. Again, our final, the Yeoman win at 48-7. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from Florence, Texas.
This has been Cameron Yoe Football on the Ranch. Yoe Football is brought to you by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Malaire's Discount Center, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Budget Host Inn and Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, McElrath Motors, by Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, EBCO Development, Anderley Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Lone Star Ag Credit. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports Production.